Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article called Small Language Models and Edge AI, Precision and Privacy Strategies for Senior Management by Brett Allegray-Wood.
And if the title sounds like it was written for a board meeting, that's entirely intentional. This one is aimed squarely at senior teams and directors.
Right. The core argument Brett makes is that small language models, SLMs, running on local devices, what's called edge AI, are no longer experimental. They're ready. And for businesses where data privacy or response speed actually matters, they offer something your cloud-dependent competitors cannot replicate.
Let's unpack that, because most business owners I speak to have only heard of the big AI models. What actually is a small language model?
The key word is small. These models are built to run on constrained hardware, a phone, a till, a local server, not on a massive data center. They're tuned for specific tasks rather than trying to do everything. And because they run locally, the data never has to leave the device.
That's where the privacy angle comes in. Any business handling sensitive customer records would take notice of that.
Exactly. Brett's policy recommendation is quite direct. The default should be on-device processing. If data needs to leave the device, you need a documented business case to justify it. Not a verbal agreement, a written policy specifying what data types can move, retention periods, and approved anonymization techniques.
That's a real shift from how most businesses use AI right now, which is essentially send everything to the cloud and trust the vendor's terms of service are good enough.
It is. And there's a specific technique in the article worth understanding, federated learning. Instead of sending raw data to a central server to improve the model, the training happens on each device. Only the model updates, not the underlying data, get shared. So you keep augmenting the AI without ever moving customer data off the premises.
That's worth explaining to any board that's nervous about AI and data exposure. What about cost? Edge hardware isn't free.
Brett says boards should demand a total cost of ownership comparison, cloud inference versus edge inference over a 3 to 5 year horizon. That has to include device fleet costs, update frequency, and bandwidth. In high volume, repetitive use cases, edge often wins on that comparison.
So the right question for your team isn't, is the AI cheap to run today, but what does this cost us over 5 years when we factor everything in?
That's exactly it. Now, the part that I think is most actionable for an owner or a director, the roadmap. Brett lays out 4 phases, and they're structured in a way that gives the board clear checkpoints.
Walk me through them.
Phase 0 is month 0 to 3. Get your governance policy approved, assign roles, model owner, data steward, privacy officer, and define which business problems you're trying to solve and how you'll measure success. No technology decisions yet.
So the first 3 months are purely getting the house in order.
Which sounds slow, but is doing real work. Phase 1 is months 3 to 6. Run a constrained pilot with real devices and a real user group. Validate accuracy, speed, and privacy controls. Then produce a written report with clear decision criteria before committing to anything bigger. Phase 2 is months 6 to 18. Roll out gradually through pilot, canary, stage, and production, with defined thresholds at each step that tell you when to pull back. And phase 3 is ongoing. Quarterly reports to the board covering model inventory, incidents, compliance status, and financial variance.
Quarterly board reporting on AI. That's not something most owners have built into the rhythm yet.
And Brett's point is that if you don't build it now, you'll have AI running in the business with no one accountable for it when something goes wrong.
The governance structure in here is genuinely practical. Model owners, data stewards, and a software bill of materials for any third-party components. These are things regulated industries will recognize, but most SMEs haven't applied to AI yet.
The article also gives a 90-day checklist. Approve the governance policy, assign the roles, authorize 1 or 2 pilots with measurable KPIs, mandate vendor due diligence, make sure rollback mechanisms are in place before anything goes live, and set aside budget for an independent audit in year 1.
My single takeaway for this week, if your business handles sensitive customer data, find out right now whether AI is processing it in the cloud and whether it actually needs to be. That question alone could change a few decisions.
Mine is, start with the governance policy before any tool selection or vendor conversation. Define who owns the model, who's accountable for the data, and what your default is on data leaving the device. That's the real work of the first 90 days.
The full article is on the Anabu AI blog at anabu.ai. It includes the board-level checklist and the full governance framework, so worth reading if you want the detail.
And if you want this working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit at anabu.ai. That's a solid place to start.